Hello, I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged. Good evening. I'm your host, Dr. Tan with Tanner Ministries, and this is I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast. Tonight, I wanted to come before you and give you a few inspirational nuggets. I was thinking on today about how sometimes God isolates us to elevate us, and even in the midst of thinking about those particular nuggets that I wanted to bring before you tonight, the Holy Spirit gave me another topic that I will record shortly after that goes along with it, but it can be a whole separate topic. So tonight's podcast is going to be entitled, or one of the podcasts is going to be entitled, Isolation Precedes Elevation. And once I finish this one, I will be doing another podcast that is entitled, Does Your Walk Align with Your Talk? But tonight, this podcast is Isolation Precedes Elevation. And so a lot of times we are isolated. We feel abandoned, rejected. We're not with the in crowd, and we feel as if we are being punished because we are not around a lot of people. And so I wanted to give a little perspective of how isolation could be symbolic of elevation. And so in the seasons of isolation or solitude, I believe that God is working on our character, he's strengthening our faith, and he's preparing us for what's ahead. And the reason for the isolation is because that way we can listen or we can hear his voice. Oftentimes when we are surrounded by a lot of people or we're around a crowd or a group, it is hard for us to hear what's being said. And so just think about it. Just think about being in an area where there's a lot of people and somebody is communicating something and everybody may not be quiet at the time it's being communicated. And so you get all this chatter, background chatter that is happening, and you're trying to discern or hear what is being said. And sometimes what the message that is being told to you or that you're receiving could be misconstrued or misunderstood because the clarity that is needed has been muffled by all the chatter that is around you. But there's a difference when you're speaking with someone one-on-one, because now they have your undivided attention or you have their undivided attention, and there can be a conversation about what was said, any clarifying questions can be asked, so that you can get a greater understanding. And so I believe that isolation is God's way of preparing you for your greater. And so let's just talk for a moment about that. I won't be before you long tonight, but for those that may be experiencing some seasons, they're in a season of isolation. That season of isolation is not a punishment. Sometimes God allows us to go through a season of isolation because he wants to strengthen our faith. In other words, maybe where we are, we believe him so far because maybe everything that we've went through to this certain point has required just a mustard seed of faith. And maybe God has some things on the horizon for us that requires more faith. It requires big faith. Okay. And so now he is allowing us to go through this season of isolation so that we can strengthen our faith and realize that he's the same God yesterday. He's the same God today and forevermore, according to Hebrews 13 and 8. And so he doesn't change. The scripture says that he changes not. Scripture also says that his word will not return to him void. And it also tells us that he cannot lie. And so if God, we know God to be faithful because the very fact that we are here today or here tonight indicates that he has been faithful for the amount of years that we have been living. And so there is no denying the fact that God has been faithful over the years that he's blessed you to be here in the land of the living. Even when we've went through tumultuous times, if we've went through different trials and tribulation, God is still faithful, because even when we went through those times, we started out one way, but we ended up in a better place. And in other words, everything that we've went through, everything that we've gone through, everything that we will go through, God says that he will allow it to work out for our good. In other words, it's going to be nothing that we go through that he won't allow it to benefit us in the end. And so you've probably went through some trials and tribulations that you can look back over your life now, and you can see where while you were in the storm, it appeared that you were not going to be able to survive. It appeared that you were not going to be able to make it. It might have felt like it was overwhelming. But God allows us to go through because he made us, and he knows exactly what we need individually to get us to the next level of greatness. And so he allowed the pressure to be applied, not to destroy us, but to build us up. And he wanted us to be able to make sure that we knew that our strength comes from him. And so when you think about Philippians 4:13, it says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In other words, without him, we are nothing. And without him, we can't make it through. But we know that when we put our being in him, when we seek him wholeheartedly, when we allow him to order our steps, we know that victory will be ours every time. Now, it does not mean that the victory will be the way we have envisioned it. It might not, it's not going to be the way we have thought it out. Because remember, in Isaiah 55, I believe it says that my ways are 55:9, somewhere around there, that my ways are not your ways and my thoughts are not your thoughts. So the way that we look at problems, trials, and tribulations, and try to figure it out, we have to understand that God had already thought about all of this. He'd already knew us before we were formed. So he has already worked it out, and we're working to the manifestation of it being worked out. And so everything that we will ever go through has already been worked out in the spiritual realm. We have to trust God to get to that manifestation in the natural. And so let me continue to, because I got off on a tangent, so let me get back to my point. But again, we have to be mindful that sometimes God allows us to go through because he wants us to depend solely on him. And if we are listening to all these different people and what they're giving us, these or their opinion and their feedback, sometimes we can get confused. And we know the scripture tells us that God is not the author of confusion. So we can get confused and we can allow that to weigh on us, and we can make decisions based on what people think and not what God has instructed us to do. And so we have to be careful, because just because we have some very intelligent people that we have, that we encounter daily, that we that you might be family with, friends, co-workers, etc., in relationships, all of that, and that is fine. They are very intelligent, but wisdom belongs to God. Nobody is wiser than him. And so when we have these decisions that we need to make, we need to consult him first, because remember, he made us He knew about us. He thought about us. He thought about our expected end even before we were made in our mother's womb. And so because he knows all things about us, he knows our ins, our outs, what makes us happy, what makes us sad, we need to consult the Creator about his creation and how we go about, because we are the creation and he is the Creator. You know, scripture talks about the potter and the potter's hand and to mold us into what we need to be. And so we want him to mold us in what we should be, because in essence, he made us for his purpose. And if we allow God to guide us, lead and direct us, then it will help us in our decision making. It will also help us to stay connected and grounded and rooted in the word. So even when people leave out of our life, when we have those periods of isolation where people leave, maybe they don't feel the way you feel about your walk with Christ, or maybe they disagree with you about this, because we understand that men are fickle, but God is faithful. And so we have to understand that if we put our trust in man, then man will fail us, because the only person where things are possible and always working out is with God. And we cannot allow the fact that we are, even though by nature we are mankind of connection, we have to feel a part of something, and that's okay. We got different groups and organizations, and that's fine. But that should not supersede the fact that God is your source and not your resource. That should not supersede the fact that God should be the head of your life, and he should not just be somebody you call on when you're going through trouble. That should not supersede the fact that God should order your steps, and not yourself or anybody else. And so when we begin to put God where he belongs, which is the head of our life, when we seek him wholeheartedly, when we study his word, when we work on ourselves, do self-reflection, then we begin to see that the isolation is really preparation. And so the next thing we understand that sometimes God isolates us to grow us, because all of us, if whether we meet it or not, have character flaws, and there's different ones. And so you got all these different things that individually that we can work on. Now, even though we are imperfect people, God can perfect us for his perfect will. And so he tries to work on us, make us over. He prunes us, he purges us, all the things that are not like him, and he works it out where that we are more like him. And it's a daily journey. Nobody has arrived where they should be. Doesn't matter if they're 20 years old or 117 years old. Everybody that's still living is a work in progress. There is no perfect man on earth. We all sin and have fallen short of the glory, according to Romans 3:23. But what we can do is to seek him daily and diligently. And when we do that, what happens is our character flaws begin to work through them. If we are dealing with impatience, you know, through our trials and tribulations and maybe sometimes isolation, God begins to build that patience in us so that we can persevere when things get tough. Because we do have to understand that everything we go through is not going to happen in a quick period of time. Sometimes the things that we go through might be for a lifetime. Some things it could be for a span of years. And so what God is doing, he knows where we are weak in. He knows what we need to be a better person daily. He knows what we need so people can see the Christ in us, and not just because we're talking about him. They can see it in our walk and also in our talk. And so we have to understand that the isolation sometimes is for us to work on self, because as a people, we are very critical of everyone else. Sometimes we do not want to give other people grace, but we expect that grace to be extended to us. Sometimes we don't want to forgive others, but we expect others to forgive us. Sometimes we don't want to help someone else, but we expect someone to help us. Sometimes we don't want to hear about other people's issues or have compassion or empathy for other people's issues, situations, or circumstances they're going through. But we want everybody to feel sorry and give us empathy and encouragement when we're going through. So we have to be mindful that we have to treat people the way we want to be treated. We also have to be mindful that what we expect from people, we should be able to give it ourselves, because it is not right for us to expect all the good things that God has to shower us with, and then we don't extend that same courtesy to others. We have to model the expectation that God has set before us. And he says that we should be, let God be our guide. Let his light so shine in us so that people can see the good works, see our good works and glorify him, which is in heaven. And so we have to be mindful that we understand that the isolation could also be a period of preparation where God is purging things for us. There's also a period of reflection. Now, this next one, and I apologize because we talked about number one, it could be a period where God is pulling you aside because he needs to speak with you about something. He needs you to hone in. He needs to develop a closer relationship with you. He wants that connection because you've been tossed to and fro. James talks about, James chapter one, it talks about a person being unstable in all their way. They're tossed to and fro. So how do you vacillate, or your thoughts fluctuate back and forth when you don't have a stable foundation, and when you don't have a stable relationship, you don't have that connection with God. And so what happens is people can come in and out of your life, and they can wreak havoc on that foundation because it's not built on Christ. When you build your foundation on Christ, then nothing can move you. Nothing can shake you, uproot you. Nothing can disturb your peace, because your peace, as the scripture says, is not as the world give you, but it's the peace that God gives you. And they can't take it away because they didn't give it. And so what happens is when you establish that peace, when you have the joy of the Lord, because that is your strength, you are able to stand the test of time. You're able to go through the trials and tribulations. Now, I'm not saying that you won't be affected. You might not I'm not saying that you might not get depressed at some point. I'm not saying that you might not feel downtrodden and perplexed. I'm not saying that you might not feel that you can't make it, because we are human and sometimes we go through those emotions. But I'm here to tell you that what you feel is not what God promised you. Your feelings has nothing to do with your faith. And so don't allow your feelings about something to override your faith. If God did it before, he can surely do it again. And so what we want to do is to be mindful that sometimes isolation is for God to speak to you more clearly and to get the clutter out of your life. And then number two, we said that sometimes God speaks to you. Sometimes God isolates you for you to self-reflect, so you can work on those character flaws, so you can be better today than you were, better tomorrow than you were today. And so the third reason I believe that God, another reason I believe that he allows isolation is for transformation. And when I say transformation, I believe that when God, transformation/preparation, because the transformation could also be when God is trying to purge you and get you to grow of the self-reflection. But the transformation here that I'm talking about in preparation is when God is getting ready to elevate you, and he has to isolate you to pull you back, to prepare you for where he is going to send you. We have to be mindful to understand that every position, every opportunity that God provides, he also guides. Wherever he has, whenever he is getting ready to promote us, he's already allowed us to sit and take the test. And so all the trials and tribulations that you're going through prior to the elevation is preparation for your next. And so we don't want to get, yes, we get a little frustrated. Yes, we be like, oh Lord, we just went through this and now we're going through that. And I understand. But the scripture says, to whom much is given, much is required. And maybe God has required enough, he has required a lot of you. And I'm a firm believer that the greater the battle, the greater the elevation. I believe that you can look at the amount of trials and tribulation, the storms that you're going through, the heartache, all those things. And based on what you're going through, it's only a small proportion of what God is going to bless you with. And so don't discount the journey. Don't discount the process. Understand that if God allowed it, and he's going to take care of it. God never allows us to go through something that doesn't benefit us. And we have to understand that even when we're going through our trials and tribulations, we're not pitching a tent there to stay. The whole word that we are missing is going through. In other words, that we're not staying there. We plan on to keep moving. When you think about when you're traveling somewhere, you're not going to stay stationary for one period of time. If you're traveling from Florida to California, in order to get to your destination, you got to go through something. You have to get on the highway and go to that particular place. You can't arrive in California from Florida staying stationary. And so when we think about our trials and tribulations, we have to understand that we're going through it. And even though it's happening to us, we can't allow it to affect the God that's on the inside of us. And so I want you to be encouraged, because some of you have been isolated. Some of you may have family members that maybe they have your connection is not as strong. Maybe you're on the job and you don't have that type of work relationship that you desire. Maybe it's just in dealing with other people. Maybe you don't have a whole lot of friends that you can hang out with. Understand that God understands. If God has isolated you, it is not to destroy you. Isolation normally means that he's getting ready to do a work on the inside of you to promote you, to elevate you, encourage you, to build you up to the person and to the person that he needs you to be to carry out the purpose that he has predestined for your life. And so the isolation, it should not be met with grievance. You should thank God for the period of isolation. And before I leave, I'm going to just tell you about a few people that were isolated, but they were isolated with greatness in mind. And so when we think about isolation, I think about Moses. Moses, you know, he was in the wilderness for 40 years at the beginning of his lifespan. 40 years wandering in the wilderness. Do you recall in Exodus around chapter 19, where Moses had to go up to Mount Sinai? Now, God had called him up to speak to him, because he knew that if he had spoke to him with all those people, it would be kind of hard for him to understand, to get clarity, to be focused. And so when God wants to get your attention, sometimes he will pick you out, set you apart, to set you up for greatness. And so he isolated, he called Moses out of the crowd and isolated him for a certain time. And scripture tells us that he was gone up on Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights. So for a span of about 80 days, he fasted and prayed, and he spoke with, and when he was speaking with the Lord. And so that to us, that's a long time. And we know the story, how they got impatient and they did some things while he was up in the mountain. You know, the first time he came, he was getting instructions about what God wanted him to do. This is at the time where the Ten Commandments, when God was giving him Ten Commandments. And so we know the story. But the whole point of this is God isolated him to give him a message. Let's think about Elijah. Elijah was instructed by God to go to the wilderness and stay hidden until the famine was over. Now, why did God do that? It was for his protection. So, and God sometimes will isolate you for your protection, because, you know, we think we know what we know, but we don't really know what God knows. And so because he knows all things, he's everywhere at the same time, and he's all powerful. In other words, he's omnipotent, he's omniscient, and he's omnipresent. We need to allow him to handle our affairs. We need to pray without ceasing, as Thessalonians says. We need to give it to God. We need need to allow him to order our steps daily. Whatever he thinks we should do and we shouldn't, everything from what should you go this way or that way, give it to God and let him order your steps. Because at the end of the day, God knows all things, and we only know a few. There's no college or university that can give us the wisdom that comes from God. That wisdom only comes from God, and we have to be willing to sup with him and to read his word and to praise him and to diligently seek him so that he can empower us. He can protect us, direct us, redirect us, help us transform when we go, and help us grow, help us to renew, to rejuvenate, when we reflect, all these different things, to help us to be better than we were before. But Elijah, isolated. And he was isolated for a good while as well. When you think about Elijah being isolated for that period of time, think about David when he had to flee Saul's persecution. Well, little did David know that that isolation, when God isolated him, when he had to be exiled, he had to leave, he was being prepared to be king. So we talked about that. Sometimes God preparing you for elevation. Sometimes, you know, as we found out in Job, it could be for protection. Sometimes God is doing it for you to have a closer connection with him. Sometimes he's doing it for you to personally grow and self-reflect. And then think about Joseph. Joseph was isolated. Brothers, family members said, hey, they were envious and jealous of his gift, the purpose, the call on his life. You have to understand that whatever God has placed on a person's life, you can't get mad at them. You got to take that up with God. We are all, God has given all of his children, all of us have a purpose and a plan. We've been given a certain gift. And to some, he gave many. And then we have talents and skills that help us to carry out our purpose. And if we, and the truth about it is, we are all many members of one body. We're supposed to work together to fulfill the purpose that God has placed on us. That even though it's an individual purpose, it's all, we're all interconnected because it's kingdom work. So Joseph was isolated from the pit to the prison to the palace. I mean, the isolation helped. He was like a span of 12 to 14 years. Long time, but he was preparing him to lead, to take over. Everything that he lost, he was able to give it back. And then he was able to bless his family, the same brothers that put him in prison. The reason why he was in prison, the reason why he was in a pit, that sold him into slavery. He was able to bless them. And ultimately, the greatest sacrifice that we could ever receive, Jesus. You know, Jesus went into isolation a lot, praying and fasting. And particularly, you know, two times I'm reminded of. One time is right before he began his ministry, you know, after being baptized. He went and prayed for about 40 days and 40 nights because the devil was trying to tempt him. So he just stepped outside, went into the wilderness. He prayed and fasted, sought God. Because when you seek God, guess what happens? You are strengthened. The enemy, he says, how do you resist the devil? James 4:7, I believe, says, resist the devil and he'll flee. Well, how do you resist him? You got to know the word. You got to know the word because the word is your weapon. When you know the word, when you can stand on the word, because it's your sure foundation, because Christ is your sure foundation, the enemy can't stand. He has to flee because the truth is being revealed. The truth is the word of God. He is powerless to the word of God. You hear the song says, and it's even in scripture, at the name of Jesus, demons tremble. That is true. Strongholds are broken. Breakthroughs happen. Chains are broken off. Negativity, all of those things, every demonic spirit, every plot, every plan is destroyed. Isaiah 54:17 says, when you stand on God's promises, Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that come against you shall be condemned. Why? Because your foundation is Christ. So there was one time he was isolated. And then another time it's in the Garden of Gethsemane. Right before he was arrested, he prayed. Everybody sleep. He felt abandoned. Disciples, he felt abandoned. He was human, but he was also all-knowing. He knew some things that they didn't know because God had prepared him for such a time. He knew that Judas would betray him. He knew that Peter would deny him. He knew this. Didn't catch him by surprise, but he still was human, even though he never sinned. And he felt those things. He prayed to strengthen him. Some of you are feeling isolated today for whatever reason, whatever your circumstance is, whatever your situation. Know that God is doing a mighty work in your life. You don't have to have a crowd to approve of you when God is your source. Romans 8:31 said, if God be for you, he's more than word against you. In other words, you don't need nobody but him. You're going to be all right. If nobody supports you, if nobody calls you, if nobody goes with you, God is with you always. Joshua 1:9 says, even until the end of time, he's always with you. You're never alone. Is it wrong to want to have human companionship? No. But don't allow the urge to have human companionship, to have a relationship, to have certain friendships. Don't allow that to overtake the fact that God is a friend and a friend indeed. Jesus will be your friend when you don't have any. You don't have to worry about Jesus turning his back on you because he's always faithful. Men will fall out with you, talk about you behind your back, mistreat you, sometimes not have your best interests at heart, but Jesus is always faithful. Always has your best interests at heart. Always looking for ways to bless you. Even when we do wrong, he's still faithful. Still blesses us. None of us deserve anything that we have received, let alone the fact that every day we fall short. But God has been faithful. He woke us up this morning. And if he does nothing else, he's done enough, because that in itself, the gift of life, is the most precious thing that you could ever have. And you got to think about how God has blessed us despite us being unfaithful to him. He has never left us or forsaken us. He's never not blessed us. He's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. So do not take the isolation as punishment. Sometimes we think isolation is rejection, but if it is rejection, it's rejection for your protection. Know that all things work together for your good. Romans 8:28 tells us that. It's going to work out. The good and the bad is working out for your good. It's nothing that you're going to go through that it's not going to benefit you. It's going to grow you. It's going to prepare you. It's going to make you better. So as we close, I just want you to know that no matter what is happening, no matter what you're going through, Jesus is walking with you. He's always with you. Again, this podcast was entitled Isolation Precedes Elevation. Sometimes God elevates us to prepare us. Sometimes God isolates us to transform us, to grow us for self-reflection. Sometimes God isolates us so that we can experience him wholeheartedly. We can seek him diligently to develop that personal relationship. And sometimes God isolates us for our own protection and redirection. Regardless of what the reason is that God has allowed you to go through a period of isolation, embrace it. Ask God, what is it that I need to learn in this season so that I can be prepared for whatever elevation, whatever the next season holds? I pray that you are blessed by this word. Thank you for tuning in to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast. Until we speak again, God bless and good night. Thank you.